The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, before we get into things, I did just drop a new music video for my single, Miss Subordinate. You can check that out on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/KatieTrop, or my official website, katietrop.net. Check it out. That would be much appreciated. But let's get into the week of baseball. I mean, this had to have been one of the craziest trade deadlines we've had in quite some time. In baseball, it usually isn't this crazy, but we had so many moves that I really couldn't list all of them. So I'm pretty much just going to go how I usually go, just kind of go through the week of baseball and then throw in what trades happened during the week, but at least the big name trades for the most part. So let's start off on Monday with a great series between the San Diego Padres and the New York Mets. I mean, these are two teams in the National League that are definitely going to be vying for playoff spots. The Mets more than likely their division or a wild card spot. The Padres more than likely a wild card spot because they're in the division with the Dodgers, so it's doubtful that they're going to win that division. But the Padres and the Mets, they played a great back and forth game on Monday night. The Padres did get the win 7-6. But Mark Vientos on the Mets, he ended up hitting a grand slam, so the Mets could take the lead. But then Diaz actually ended up hitting a single in the end, and the Padres got the win 7-6. Tatis also had this amazing defensive play where he took away a home run from the Mets as well. So it was just a great, great game from the Padres and the Mets. Then on Tuesday, we had another great game between the Padres and the Mets. But this one actually was more dominated by the Padres. They got the win 7-1. But the big deal is that Manny Machado, he hit a home run and actually ended up with his 10th straight 20 home run season in his career. So that's a big deal for Machado. Like I always say, I always sing his praises because he's just been one of the most consistent baseball players his entire career and just continues to do it at a high level. And that just proves it right there with a 10th straight 20 home run season. Then also on Tuesday night, the Milwaukee Brewers, they are playing a great series against the Chicago Cubs as well. This is their division rival. They got a win 9-3, and they actually ended up taking the division lead that night. And actually, since they traded for Vaughn a couple weeks ago, he has been on fire. Had a huge resurgence with the Brewers. He went 3-for-4 with a home run and 6 RBI on the night. Then on Wednesday, we had a few trades. We had Helsley traded to the New York Mets, so they bolstered their bullpen. Then Johan Duran, he was traded to the Philadelphia Phillies. They bolstered their bullpen. And then Eugenio Suarez was traded to the Seattle Mariners, actually traded back to the Mariners because he was with the Mariners before he signed with the Diamondbacks, but here he is back with the Mariners to bolster their offense up just a bit. And then just talking about games on Wednesday night, Chicago and Milwaukee continued their amazing series with each other. This time, Chicago got the win 10-3. Kyle Tucker had a huge game, 2-3. He went 2-for-3 with 2 RBI. PCA went 3-for-4 with an RBI, and then Bush had a home run himself. And then continuing on the San Diego Padres-New York Mets series, San Diego took the series. They got the win 5-0. And Yu Darvish, he's come off the injured list a couple weeks ago, and he pitched a gem in this one, 7 innings pitched with 7 strikeouts. And then on Thursday, that was the day that the trade deadline ended, so we had a shit ton of trades. I can't even really go through all of them, but the big name trades were Shane Bieber was traded to the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, he has been on the injured list all season long, but it looks like he's expected to come off the injured list here any week now. So this definitely helps the Toronto Blue Jays out with their starting pitchers. Because if Bieber is what he used to be, well, then this is just fantastic for them. But that's, of course, if he is what he used to be. The big trade actually ended up being Carlos Correa ended up getting traded right back to the Houston Astros. I feel like this is exactly where he belongs. This is exactly what the Houston Astros needed. They're trying to make a playoff run. They're trying to maintain their dominance of this division. And Correa, he was always a heartbeat of this team. And, you know, it's just not really working out for him in Minnesota. So here he is back with Houston, and we'll see how that goes. And then San Diego made some big trades yesterday as well. They traded for Mason Miller, J.P. Sears, Ryan O'Hearn. So they just made a whole bunch of trades. We'll see if it actually ends up making a difference. But Mason Miller is one of the top closers in the league. So that's bolstering their bullpen. J.P. Sears is a top starting pitcher in this league, so that's just bolstering their starting pitching rotation. And then Ryan O'Hearn just gives them a nice offensive boost here. So we'll see if San Diego is able to keep pace here with the Dodgers towards the end of the season. And then the only interesting game from yesterday actually ended up being between the Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. The Braves got the win 12 to 11. But what really was noteworthy is that both of these teams scored 8 runs each in the 8th inning. It was just crazy to see that this crazy turn of events where both teams ended up scoring 8 runs in the 8th inning just was insane. All right, so moving on to my top 10 list for the week. Moving on to the MLB GOATs. You know, I've been doing each decade so far, and so this week we are moving on to the 1990s. Yet another difficult decade for me to rank. And man, this is a very, very pitcher heavy, not just pitcher heavy, but Atlanta Braves pitcher heavy top 10. It's just crazy that the Braves had three of the most dominant pitchers of this era on the exact same team. Just goes to show you why they won a World Series in 1995 with these three pitchers. So let's go ahead and start it off with number 10 on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1990s, beginning with a dude who I believe was the baseball player of the 90s. He wasn't like the greatest baseball player of the 90s. It just feel like we all saw his face. We all knew who he was. He was a good player. Absolutely, if he's making this list for sure. But the name is Mike Piazza. He played catcher with the Los Angeles Dodgers from 1992 to 1998, then with the Florida Marlins in 1998, then with the New York Mets from 1998 to 2005. His career numbers, batting average of a .308, 2,127 hits, 427 home runs, and 1,335 RBI. He was Rookie of the Year in 1993 and 10-time Silver Slugger Award winner from 1993 to 2002, won all 10 of them in a row. Like I said, Mike Piazza, not going to blow you out of the water with all the numbers or anything. It's just he was the face of baseball at the time. I mean, like I said, we all knew who Mike Piazza was, and I mean, as a Giants fan, I didn't want to root for the dude, but he was a great player, especially with the Dodgers. So I just felt like he absolutely had to be on the list because he was pretty much the face of baseball for the 90s. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1990s, John Smoltz played starting pitcher from the with the Atlanta Braves from 1988 to 2008. And like I said, this is one of those great pitchers who pitched with the Braves. His career numbers, 213 wins, 155 losses, 333 career ERA, 3,084 strikeouts, and 154 saves. That's the thing with Smoltz. He was also a start. He was not only a starting pitcher, but he also was a closer at one point in his career as well. He won a championship with the Braves in 1995. He won a Cy Young in 1996. He was the NLCS MVP in 1992. He was a Silver Slugger Award winner in 1997. He was a two-time wins leader, a two-time strikeout leader, and also led the league in saves. But just one of the most dominating pitchers of the 90s. Another dominating pitcher of the 90s at number 8, Tom Glavine. Starting pitcher with the Atlanta Braves from 1987 to 2002, and with the New York Mets from 2003 to 2007. His career numbers, 305 wins, 203 losses, 354 ERA, and 2,607 strikeouts. Won a championship with the Braves in 1995, two-time Cy Young Award winner in 1991 and 1998, World Series MVP in 1995, four-time Silver Slugger Award winner. So, I mean, that just goes to show you, not only was he great at pitching, but he could hit as well, and he led the league 5 times in wins. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1990s, Frank Thomas. He was a designated hitter and a first baseman with the Chicago White Sox from 1990 to 2005. Career batting average of a .301, 2,468 hits, 521 home run, 1,704 RBI, two-time MVP in 1993 and 1994, four-time Silver Slugger Award winner in 91, 93, 94, and 2000. And he is just one of the most dominating hitters this league has ever seen, but most certainly of the 90s. I mean, Frank Thomas, dude would come up to bat And it was almost always hit out of the park when that dude was coming up to bat. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1990s, Pedro Martinez, starting pitcher with the Los Angeles Dodgers from 1992 to 1993, Montreal Expos from 1994 to 1997, Boston Red Sox from 1998 to 2004, and the New York Mets from 2005 to 2008. Career numbers of 219 wins, 100 losses, 2.93 ERA, and 3,154 strikeouts. He won a championship in 2004. He is a three-time Cy Young Award winner in 97, 99, and 2000. He won the Triple Crown in 1999, led the league with the lowest ERA five times, three-time strikeout leader as well. And I mean, just if you remember, Pedro Martinez was just a killer behind the plate. I mean, this guy, he took no mercy. He was scared of nobody, and it didn't matter. He was just going to come out there and kill it each and every time. And actually, one of my favorite players to watch growing up, really enjoyed the career of Pedro Martinez. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1990s, Ken Griffey Jr. played center field with the Seattle Mariners from 1989 to 1999, then with the Cincinnati Reds from 2000 to 2008. Career batting average of .284, 2,781 hits, 630 home runs, and 1,836 RBI. He was MVP in 1997, 10-time Gold Glove Award winner from 1990 all the way to 1999, won all 10 of those straight. And that's the thing about Ken Griffey Jr. I mean, we all, the prettiest swing you will ever see, ever. I mean, I could watch Ken Griffey Jr. do batting practice just any old time because that swing was just marvelous. But he was also amazing in center field. That dude would just prowl center field, and you just could not get past him. And those 10 gold gloves prove it right there. Seven-time Silver Slugger Award winner in 91, 93, 94, 96, 97, 98, and 99. And four-time home run leader in the league. Then at number four on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1990s, another fantastic pitcher with the Atlanta Braves, Greg Maddux. Starting pitcher with the Chicago Cubs from 1986 to 1992, then with the Atlanta Braves from 1993 to 2003, then went back with the Chicago Cubs from 2004 to 2006. His career numbers, 355 wins, 227 losses, a 3.16 ERA, and 3,371 strikeouts. He won a championship with the Atlanta Braves in 1995, four-time Cy Young Award winner. And not only is he a four-time Cy Young Award winner, but he won all four of them in a row, 92, 93, 94, and 95. And here is probably the most impressive stat of all that has to go with Greg Maddux. And Greg Maddux actually has a lot of amazing stats that I'm not even going to rattle off because this list is just too long and that's just too many stats to go through. But he is an 18-time Gold Glove Award winner. So not only was he amazing when he pitched, but he was amazing defensively, and 18 times he won a Gold Glove Award. And that just goes to show you what a fantastic all-around pitcher he was. Also led the league three times in wins and had the lowest ERA four times in the league. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1990s, Randy Johnson, starting pitcher with the Montreal Expos from 1988 to 1989, Seattle Mariners from 89 to 98, the Houston Astros in 98, Arizona Diamondbacks from 99 to 2004, and the New York Yankees from 2005 to 2006. He had his career numbers, 303 career wins, 166 losses, a 3.29 ERA, and 4,875 strikeouts. He won a championship with the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2001. He is a five-time Cy Young Award winner. He won the Cy Young in 95, and then he won it four times straight, 99, 2000, 2001, and 2002. He won the World Series MVP in 2001. He's a Triple Crown winner in 2002. He had the lowest ERA four times. He led the league nine times in strikeouts. He also had a perfect game on May 18th of 2004 and threw a no-hitter on June 2nd of 1990. Then at number two on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1990s, a dude who I told you was going to be on this list, and he was on the 1980s list. I waffled back and forth between number one. Number one and number two on this list, very, 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 very slim margin. Basically, the records of number one outweighed what what happened here at number two. But number two was Roger Clemens. He's starting pitcher from with the Boston Red Sox from 1984 to 1996, the Toronto Blue Jays from 97 to 98, the New York Yankees from 99 to 2003, and the Houston Astros from 2004 to 2006. His career numbers, 354 wins, 184 losses, 312 career ERA, and 4,672 strikeouts. He is a two-time champion in 99 and 2000, won the MVP in 1986. He is a seven-time Cy Young Award winner in 86, 87, 91, 97, 98, 2001, and 2004. He is a two-time Triple Crown Award winner in 97 and 98. And he owns a record of throwing 20 strikeouts in two separate games in his stellar career. But number one on my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1990s, I had to put him at number one just because he owns so many damn records. And really, to this day, I watch so much sports talk television or listen to a lot of radio, and I hear a lot of interviews. And you hear of interviews from back in the day when they played with this guy, and you hear of interviews of dudes who are still coming up in this league, and they all say the same thing. If they could face one player and try and strike out one player, it would be this one player. And this is one of the reasons why he's number one, and that is one of my favorite players, Barry Bonds. Played left field with the Pittsburgh Pirates from 1986 to 1992, and then with the San Francisco Giants from 1993 to 2007. His career numbers, a batting average of .298, 2,935 hits, 762 home runs, which is a record, 1,996 RBI, and 514 stolen base. He is a seven-time MVP, 1990, 92, 93, and then 2001, 2002, 2003, and 2004. Eight-time Gold Glove Award winner. That is another thing about Barry Bonds. Now, he was amazing with his bat, and you were just fearful that he was going to knock it out of the park, because almost always Barry Bonds walks up to the bat, he's knocking that shit out of the park. But defensively, this guy was nothing to fuck with, especially when he first hit the league. When he was with the Pittsburgh Pirates, he was nuts out in left field. But he is an eight-time Gold Glove Award winner from 1990 to 1994, and then 1996 to 1998. 12-time Silver Slugger Award winner and two-time batting champion. And he only led the league in home runs twice. How crazy is that? But here are a few of the records that he still holds to this day. 762 career home runs, 73 home runs in one season, 2,558 bases on balls, 232 bases on balls in one season, and a .609 on base percentage in one season. So my top 10 MLB GOATs of the 1990s, number 10, Mike Piazza, number 9, John Smoltz, number 8, Tom Glavine, number 7, Frank Thomas, number 6, Pedro Martinez, number 5, Ken Griffey Jr., number 4, Greg Maddux, number 3, Randy Johnson, number 2, Roger Clemens, and number 1, Barry Bonds. All right, y'all, enjoy the weekend of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Monday.